a little bit later on today as well at 7 o'clock on the Center for Orthopedics cage matchup with Vermilion taking on Lorraine. Time now for us to launch into the next installment of the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Today, we are shining the spotlight on Elyria Schools, some new facilities going up over the next couple of years. Amy Higgins is here in studio with us. Amy, as always, a pleasure to have you here in studio. How are you?
Oh, great. Thanks for having me.
Well, there's a lot of great things to talk about. We're going to come around to the new facilities and all of the updates here in just a moment, but we're in the holiday spirit because we're in the holiday season, and it seems like there's a lot of really good programming going on, from plays to musicals to concerts, all kinds of good stuff. So tell us what's happening with the Elyria Schools and what kinds of plays and concerts and musicals are going on.
Oh, my goodness. We're really just kind of wrapping up our concert season that started before Thanksgiving and continues actually tonight and tomorrow night at the Performing Arts Center at Elyria High School. But we've had everything from the elementary vocal programs and plays to the holiday spectacular at Elyria High School that is really a phenomenal show. Took place this weekend to rave reviews. It's in its third year, I believe. And really showcases the kids' talents at every level. It's a combined effort by the Elyria High School band, choir, and orchestra departments. And really, the level of talent is something that you would probably pay big money for in Playhouse Square.
Very nice. Now, that's the Holiday Spectacular, right? That's
yes.
What that's called? So what makes that so awesome and gets it so many terrific reviews? Because there was a pretty nice write-up in the Chronicle-Telegram over the weekend about it. In your mind, what really kind of sets that apart?
It's a really unique presentation of music. The program itself doesn't just take place on the stage. It takes place all over the theater. So while there may be one song that is going on stage, the curtains close and the lights go to spotlight goes to another area behind the audience up in the upper level that has a whole different ensemble of performers playing music, orchestra, singing. It's just a whirlwind of activity for the entire hour and a half that the program is in place. And folks are just looking, like turning in their seats, looking up, looking down, looking in the front, looking behind them, and they just don't know what's coming next. So it's a really unique presentation.
The spectacular keeps your head on a swivel.
Yes, it does.
Show.
Yes, it does.
Very cool stuff. Now, you mentioned that tonight, the holiday season, as far as the shows kind of come to a close. So what's happening tonight?
Well, we have some choir performances wrapping up this week. The Elyria High School choir department is phenomenal. They have their madrigal performers, their robed choir. Their performances are really breathtaking. The selection of songs is everything from traditional holiday to spiritual, lots of great stuff.
Sounds like there's a wide variety of different holiday themes, and it kind of covers basically every grade level as well. You mentioned that a lot of the holiday performances go all the way back to that weekend right after Thanksgiving. So I always find it interesting that the further down you go as far as grade levels to kindergarten, preschool, it doesn't really matter. You know,
yes.
What they're singing or what they're performing, because, you know, the cuteness factor takes over and, like, everything else just kind of falls into place. You find that's kind of the same deal with you guys?
Oh, my goodness, yes. It's such a busy time for us. And, you know, long ago when it's been long ago now, it's been almost or more than 10 years since we opened the new Performing Arts Center. And we encouraged all of the music teachers at the elementary and middle school levels at that time to bring their performances to the Performing Arts Center because we wanted parents to have that experience. So rather than being in their local cafeterias and on risers where you can't see faces and all that, we wanted to bring them on stage just like the high school kids. And we've continued that for the last decade. It's been great a great success. The kids love it. The parents love it. They can get all the photos that they want. It's very exciting for them. And, you know, we have everything from first grade up there through 12th grade, and also including external performances as well. We have ballet performances this time of year and other really great holiday programs that are going on, and non-holiday programs. I encourage people to go to the website and IlliriaSchools.org and check out the Performing Arts Center schedule. All the programs are open to the public. There may be a small fee for some of the school programs and then a fee for some of the external programs that are going on there, but they are top-notch and really accessible for people.
I would imagine that it's got to be an eye-opening, but a pretty interesting experience for the kids to go to the Performing Arts Center. You mentioned that for the parents, it's kind of cool because they see it for the first time, but for the kids, it's got to be interesting because you're on stage the first time you see this outstanding, huge facility, and you're like, oh my goodness, what happens when there are a lot of people in here? How do people perform like this? That's got to be part of the, that's a cool part of the experience though, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. They really do love it, and it really kind of boosts their confidence, and they get up there and it looks like they've been meant to be there. So they really make it work for them.
Absolutely. Well, we'll transition now into the new facilities that are popping up here the next couple of years. About a week or so ago, the renderings were released, and they look pretty sharp for mm-hmm. that Westwood campus, a K-8 campus that'll be a lot of fun, I think, for all of us to follow the progress of. And how many wings are involved in this campus? This looks like a huge facility.
Well, they're all – so what we're doing across the district is we currently have five sites in the works. Three of them are well underway and will open in August of 2020. The other two multi-grade campuses are in the early stages of development. The campuses, which are kindergarten through grade 8, are divided into wings, so based on grade level. And so it's really neat because they're really like schools within a school. And that was something that we promised residents when we went to them with the request for a bond issue to approve new schools, was that the schools, while they would be under, in the campus settings, while they would be under one roof, they would function as independent elementaries and middle schools with no crossover unless that's something that's desired. Separate bell schedules, separate entrances, and separate parking areas and everything else. So they really are mega places.
They look like it. Boy, those renderings look pretty sharp, and they do look gigantic. I know it was also important, too, to preserve some of the existing Westwood building. I know that was a really, really big part of the process also. I want to give you an opportunity to expand on that and explain why that was such an important part of this process.
Yes, that the Westwood campus is a really unique one. At the beginning of the bond issue process, the current Westwood facility, so the Westwood Middle School that exists today, was intended to be retained and was supposed to function primarily as a maintenance facility. The new campus is the K-8, you know, standard concept. Now, since we passed the bond issue in 2016, a lot has changed on the west side of Elyria, and there's been a lot of growth, which is exciting, and it's a wonderful problem to have for us. Because there are new housing complexes going in there that are bringing new families to the area. And but what that had, that really challenged our architects to come up with a concept that stayed within budget that would allow us room to expand. So at the Westwood campus, because we do own a lot of property out there, we were able to come up with a plan that preserves the Westwood Middle School as it exists, renovates certain areas of it, only the gymnasium, which is actually a beautiful gymnasium in great shape, and the fine arts area, so the art rooms, and allows us to co-locate the new campus nearby so that there's a walkway between the two. Taking the large area of the gym and the fine arts area out of the new campus and preserving what we had at the Westwood campus with renovations let us put 8 new classrooms in the new campus to allow for growth. So it was very unique. You don't see that at the other sites, but it also was, if you had to do it, that was the best place to do it because we have so much property out there and we had a lot of room to be creative.
Well, we've had a lot of fun talking about the new Westwood campus. We'll transition and talk about the Eastern Heights campus also. I know you guys are really excited about that. So what kinds of details can you share about this new facility?
Well, I would encourage anybody with Facebook access to go to Elyria City Schools on Facebook. And last night I posted some drone photos, overhead shots, of the 4 sites that are in construction now, including the Eastern Heights site. And from that photo, you really get to see the expanse of that property. It is a huge property. It is the biggest of the 3 campus sites. And but it retains all of the same features that the other campuses have. They're very consistent across the district, the way they're designed, their offerings, and even the aesthetic elements. While some of them, they have highlight colors that are unique to them on the exterior, but inside, they're very consistent so that if a student moves from one school to another within the district, it's still going to be the same across the board. One of the cool things about the new campuses related to that is something we call wayfinding. Each grade level has its own unique color that's been associated with it. For instance, kindergarten is orange. Kindergarten is orange throughout the district. So, what you'll see in renderings and in virtual reality video that we have, you'll see where along the wall or along the floor and highlights on the walls and interior touches in each of these grade levels accent that color so that students can find their way as they move through these large schools.
That's kind of cool, too. And I think it's also interesting that you make the interior somewhat similar, so it's not overwhelming going from one school to the next, because I think we all remember that, right?
Oh.
When you were going to high school, you thought, oh, my God, how am I going to survive in this building?
Yes.
But if the elements are the same from one building to the next, probably makes that transition a little bit easier.
Yes, we think that's going to be one of the comfort factors of the new schools. And also that even though they're large schools, they're designed to be, for lack of a better word, pods within the school. So a grade level has its own area that's completely separate from other areas. So the students, other than going to lunch or gym, they may not have to leave that that grade level area throughout the day at all. So I think that's going to be very comforting to kids, especially the little ones. We've got some new things, too, with technology in the new schools that are really cool. It's probably one of the worst names that technology could be named, but if anyone is interested, they can go online and look for the LU, which is L-U, not to be confused with anything else, but the LU technology is an interactive playground inside the gymnasiums of all the new elementary schools. We're the only district around that has this technology. I think the closest district to have it is Bay Village. And you really got to see it. It's just an opportunity for kids to move and learn at the same time. It offers so much possibility for so many different subjects. And I think if from our friends out there go out and Google it, they're going to be really impressed.
It's called the LU?
The LU. L-U.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
L-U. Fair Interactive enough. Playground.
Okay. Sounds like a really interesting idea, a really cool idea. And boy, all this new technology, it's fascinating, but I think a lot of people also enjoy a nice little slice of nostalgia. And you'll also offer that to those who would like to go back and take a look at some of these buildings that'll be closing at the end of the year. You guys are holding closing activities in the spring, which I thought was really cool.
Yes, we will do that. We'll be offering tours and goodbye ceremonies for the buildings that will be closing in this first phase. And then ultimately, all of the buildings that will be closing will offer a chance for folks to come in, take a final walk through, visit with friends, have some refreshments, take pictures. We've found that's very important to people. When we were going through the bond issue process, we offered tours of the old school so people could see the need. And we had so many people who came just because they went there and they were curious. They came from other cities, other states. We had some folks show up who actually got married on one of the properties. They came back to reminisce. We also had the similar closing ceremonies at Elyria High School when the old building closed. And it's important closure for anybody who have fond memories of those places.
Yeah, I would imagine that's got to be a fun process for folks to go back in and revisit those sites, because you're right, lots and lots of memories at those facilities for sure. Amy, as always, we appreciate you stopping by here in studio. Always a pleasure to catch up. Happy holidays to you and yours, and we hope to have you on again soon.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Thank you, Amy. To you the same. Again, that's Amy Higgins with Elyria Schools joining us here on the Nortson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nortson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day.